All right, Mike Alessi, LCQ again, which sucks. Yeah, you're doing the most laps, which is not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing, but in the sense it is a good thing because, like, I can use as much practice and laps as I can get.
Good point. Yep.
For Canada in June. So, honestly, like, I mean, even like you just said, maybe it's not fun to ride that many laps, but literally I'm riding the most laps of pretty much anybody. And even in the main event, I've only gotten lap once at each main event. So I'm not like double digits. I'm only one lap down. So for me, like, as long as I keep putting in my laps and just keeping that intensity in the race and the endurance, like, that's what's going to pay off when I come June 1st in Calgary. So that's when my real series starts for me. This is awesome to help out the Bullfrog's boss, Smart Top, Honda, Fox, GDR, Dunlop Tires. I got a great group of sponsors. So thanks to Mike Genoa for supporting me. And like I said, when Vince went down and got hurt, you know, I was the first guy that I called, and Genova supported me so much throughout my career. It was the least I could do is help him out and do these four races. So my last race is next week in Seattle, and that'll be it.
Track was probably the main villain tonight, like, just how bad it was breaking down?
It was burly. I mean, you go talk to any rider in here, I don't care what they say. If they say it wasn't bad, it was bad. It was burly, gnarly, crazy, everything that you can think of, and pretty much as far from fun as you can get. So... survived it. I think I got 16th or 17th, so it's not bad. I came from literally dead last. I got me and Intake Nap right out of the gate, hooked bars, and at that point I was like, okay, let's just ride some smooth first couple of laps, get out of the carnage, and then start putting out some good laps after I get in the clear. So that was it. Thanks to the team. Support me, and see you guys in Seattle.
That's good. Thanks.
Thank you.